Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Bro, this is the life. Sure, I gotta wash dishes and pull garbage duty, but I get to hang out with some cool kids, help them get closer to Jesus, and when I'm not working, I can sit back and fish. This isn't even a real worm. You just stick it on the hook. Look, fish. It's a worm. No, it's not. Hello?
Zoner! What's up, my man?
Oh, hey, Raymond. Long time no speak, bro.
Totally. Bro, where you been?
Dude, I got this sweet new job at this place called Base Camp. It's like a climbing camp for kids.
That place up on Mount Eternity? I heard that place was lame.
No way, bro. This place has dinosaurs, interdimensional portals, and canoeing, bro.
Sure. I bet that place is just full of canoes.
It is.
Whatever, man. Hey, I was going to meet up with Daisy later down in Las Corazones. You want to come?
Sure. Yeah. It's my day off.
Righteous. Meet us at Dyson's Arcade at 2.
Totally. See you there.
Later.
Huh. Been a while since we all hung out. This'll be interesting.
Field report from the Mountain Man, Jackson Northward. It's been about 8 years since I was appointed as the leader of the Pines, and it's our mission to foster peace throughout the lands of Ihara. That includes coming to the aid of smaller kingdoms and provinces who follow the narrow path. Which is just what I've been doing when I appeared before the King of Fassendom.
Mountain Man?
Oh, Princess Celeste. Guess you're going to see your pa. I just finished speaking with him. What can I do for you?
Where are you off to in such a hurry?
Well, we just received word that the Black Riders are on the move in the north.
The Black Riders?
An offshoot of the Shining Dark. Bunch of marauders. Your pa fought against them when you were younger.
I remember hearing something about them. They're back now?
Maybe. If we believe the reports. The king just asked me to lead a regiment of knights out to investigate. And if need be, take them head on.
Surely the leader of the Pines shouldn't put his life on the line for a simple scouting mission.
What your pa did for all these people in the wars? What he's established in this kingdom of his? It's worth putting my life on the line for. The Pines are here to protect this kingdom and all the others in Ihara, and will do just that. Little did I know, at that very moment, villages in the north, specifically a man named Patrick and his son Wade, were finding out that the reports of the Black Riders' invasion were very true.
Dad!
It's the raid bell! The Black Riders are here! Quickly, son! Grab what you can carry!
The Black Riders are coming!
They just crested the hill! They'll be here any moment!
Quick way! Into the car! Yeah!
Dad!
Yes, son?
What about our house? The village?
I don't know, Wade. We can only pray there's something left when we come back. The town belongs to the Black Riders now.
Maybe. Maybe we shouldn't run. What if more people need help?
Son, I'm a window washer. What do you expect me to do against the Black Riders? We're going. Now.
By the time myself and the other knights arrived, it was too late. We found villages burned down and an army of Black Riders way bigger than we imagined. They seen us before we had time to turn our horses round and run. I was the only one to escape. All the other men were captured. Thankfully, I'd learned later that many of the villagers had fled south and were able to take shelter in Fasten Castle Town.
Welcome to Fasten Castle Town Inn. Just the two of you?
Yes, just the two of us.
Your folks look like you've had a rough go of it.
You could say that. The Black Riders took our village. We're refugees.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Seems like we get more and more displaced families every day. But don't worry, I'm sure the King's Knights will have this whole thing sorted out in no time.
We can only hope.
Are there any knights in town?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole slew of them around to guard the castle. I'm sure you'll see one eventually.
Dad, can we see one?
I suppose.
Little did he know, Wade'd get his chance to see all the knights he wanted. Especially since a jousting tournament between the knights was soon announced.
Hear ye, hear ye. By order of Her Royal Majesty, Princess Celeste, a jousting tournament shall be held to see who among the knights possesses the greatest skill.
Now at practice, Sir Cedric Quinn, head knight of Fasten Castle.
All right, Wade, we're here. I guess there's no harm in it, since we've nothing else to do while we wait for this Black Rider business to blow over.
Thanks, Dad. Look at Sir Cedric go.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know if I like you wanting to emulate these knights too much, son. At least not without a full understanding of what it is they do. Their life may look exciting, but it's dangerous. It takes real sacrifice and hard work to do what they do.
I know, Dad.
It also takes a profound disregard for personal safety. If you want my advice, son, better to keep your nose clean and your head down. You do that and you'll do just fine.
Yes, Dad.
Zoner, you catch much fish?
Hey, Sven. Nah. I got a call from an old friend. I'm gonna head down to the city and meet up.
You are not seeming overly excited.
You can tell, huh? Yeah, I used to hang out with this guy a bunch before I knew Jesus. We used to get in some trouble.
Ah, Sven is understanding.
What's worse is my other friend Daisy's gonna be there. I used to have a crush on her. Probably still do. But I don't know how she'll react to the new me.
I still had to get back to Castletown and report to the king what I'd learned about the Black Riders. Unfortunately, I was being chased through the woods by two of the riders from when they saw me earlier. I managed to take care of them, but then, all of a sudden, I got swept away back to my old home on Mount Eternity. You can see my secondary report for details on that. I call it Mountain Man Returns. I reunited with my family, old friends, and students before some of them came back with me to Edhara to help me finish my mission. Meanwhile, Wade had taken it upon himself to venture on a mission of his own.
Broke a rivet.
Boy, Sir Jeffrey, Sir Sturtuck really gave you a run for your money in that tournament, eh?
More than I thought he would, I'll give him that. I still can't believe he convinced the princess to put on that tournament during wartime.
It's a distraction. It gets the people's minds off their troubles.
Exactly. A distraction. Something the people may need, but we knights do not. A bit of sport is all well and good, but the kingdom comes first.
Where are you, knights? Where is he? Has he left yet?
What's all this, then?
Sir, these are the knights' quarters. You aren't authorized to be in here.
I'm not leaving until you tell me where he is.
Where who is?
Cedric Quinn.
Ah, our fearless leader. I'm afraid you just missed him. He and Sir Rowan just left on a scouting mission. The Black Riders draw nearer to the castle.
No, I'm too late.
Sir, are you all right?
Take it easy. What's happened? You're too late for what?
My son, Wade. He left me this note.
Let me see that. Father, don't be mad, but I've decided I want to be a knight and serve the kingdom. I want to protect the people so that what happened to us doesn't happen to anyone else. I'm following Sir Cedric on his scouting mission to see him in action and learn from him. I'll be back soon, Wade. Oh, no.
How close are the Black Riders, Sir Knight?
Very.
Cedric, what have you got there?
It's Wade, our little friend from the village.
Hello, Sir Rowan.
Wade, how did you even get here?
Well, I borrowed a horse, but he was too scared to come into the forest, so I let him go back to town.
You borrowed a horse?
Well, the shop owner doesn't really know I borrowed it.
So you stole it?
I guess, yes.
Wade, stealing is against the Knight's Code. If you want to be one of us, it's something you'll need to oust from your life.
Not only that, but you disobeyed your father. I know he didn't want you out here. We are called to honor and obey our fathers. What you've done here today is neither honorable or obedient.
Cheer up, Wade. That's what forgiveness is for. We'll talk to your father for you, if you promise never to pull something like this again.
I promise.
There's a good man.
The Black Riders approach. Prepare for battle. Sir Cedric awaits your service at the front gates.
Sir Cedric? He's back?
Patrick.
Wade!
Hi, Dad.
You had me worried sick. What were you thinking? Stealing? Wandering out in the wilderness during wartime? You could have been killed.
I'm sorry, Dad.
He truly is. We've explained the gravity of the situation to him.
Oh, thank you, Sir Knight, but I think I can take it from here. Go. You said the riders are on their way. You'll be needed at the gate.
Sir?
What did I tell you about those knights, Wade? Their life is dangerous.
I know that, Dad, but what they do is worth the risk.
Oh, really?
Yes! They live by a code. They help the defenseless. They're serving the king.
Wade, serving the king is all well and good, but we needn't throw our lives away in the process.
I'm not trying to throw my life away, Dad. I'm trying to use it for something greater. You told me not to aspire to knighthood unless I fully understood what it is they do. Well, I understand now. Sir Cedric told me about how the king, when he was a knight, freed him from captivity and gave him a new life. How now, as a knight himself, Cedric can help do the same things for others. And that's what I want, Dad. And I think something like that is worth any sacrifice I can make.
There he is, the Zonester.
Hey, Raymond.
Good to see you, man.
Hey, Zoner.
Hey, Daisy. I like your new hair color.
Thanks. I thought purple was more me.
It looks great.
So, Raymond says you've been working at base camp? Isn't that a Christian place?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, guys, let's play catch up later. We've got stuff to do.
Like what?
Bro, what? Have you been living under a rock? The new Eviscerator 6 Virtue Sphere is out today.
Based on the movie, and the Virtue Sphere fully immerses you in a 360 video screen.
Yeah, so we'll be even more up close and personal for all the carnage.
Zoner? What's wrong?
Sorry, guys. I can't hang out if this is what we're gonna be doing the whole time.
What? Why?
Look, I've gone through some changes since we were all last together. I'm a Christian now, and I follow Jesus. And I don't think you want me to play a game like this.
You follow Jesus? Are you serious? Do you have any idea how weird that sounds?
Well, maybe it does, but Jesus saved me, bro. I was living in sin, I was lost, and I was headed for a bad place. But then, I found out that he took my place on the cross. And when I believe, he washed my sins away, man. And now I'm living free with a clear conscience.
So what? You're just too good for us now?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, you're acting like it. What, this new Jesus stuff is more important than your friends?
This Jesus stuff is more important than everything, man. Like, it's literally the most important thing in the universe. It's the difference between eternity in heaven or hell, man.
Man, whatever. Guess we'll see you later then. Come on, Daisy. Daisy!
Oh, okay. I'm coming. Bye, Zoner.
Bye, Daisy.
By this time, my friends and I had made our way back to Fasten Castle, right behind the army of Black Riders. We entered the town through a secret passage I knew about as leader of the Pines, and prepared to help the kingdom in any way we could against the coming attack.
Walking through that secret passage was everything I had ever dreamed.
Okay, we're in the city. Now what?
Give me a second to think. Looks like all the available knights are moving to the front gates. Smart idea.
Is that where we should go?
Might be worth a shot.
Look out!
Incoming!
What was that?
Catapult fire!
What do we do?
Look, some knights.
It's consumed the roof and it's about to spread to surrounding buildings. You two, see if there's anyone inside. Get them out.
Yes, sir.
You others, let's find some water to douse the flames.
On it.
How can we help?
Gather as many buckets as you can. Find water from any source. We have to stop this fire. Good. Let's keep it up.
Sir, we've just received word. Black Riders have entered the city. They're headed for the castle.
Blast! If we leave here now, the whole town's liable to burn down.
You and your men tend to the fire, Sir Knight. We'll go see what we can do about the castle.
Wait! I know you, the Mountain Man. Glad to see you're alive. Go, see to the castle. I know it's in good hands if the leader of the Pines is on the job.
I'm proud of you, Dad.
No, son. I'm proud of you. I'm not perfect, and I'm trying my best to raise you as I should. But you reminded me that life is more than just making it through. I've reached the gates!
Then it's a good thing I got...
Yes! A dagger? Wait!
Get back, boy. Why don't you lads pick on someone your own size for a change?
Black Riders against one, those are the odds I like. Not a match for me. Patrick?
It's my window washing arm. Built up a lot of muscle over the years. Wade, where did you get the dagger?
Sir Rowan gave it to me.
Well, Sir Rowan and I are going to have a little chat about giving weapons to miners. If we live through this.
Almost there.
Whoa, the castle's even bigger up close.
See any of them Black Riders yet?
No, but who are these guys?
Your Majesty, please don't do that again. You could have been killed.
William, not only was he a Black Rider, but he insulted my height. You know how I feel about that.
Yes, I know, but...
And I had this sword. He never stood a chance.
Piper. That's Princess Celeste.
A princess?
The king's daughter. Your Majesty?
I am never going to get used to this stuff.
Ah, Mountain Man, you have returned.
Your Majesty, we heard Black Riders had broken through to this part of the city.
Yes, we just ran into a few.
And here comes more.
Well, well. Look who it is.
It's that Pines Rider who left us tied to a tree.
Good to see you guys again. Now, why don't you turn around and go back to where you came from before you get hurt again.
Not this time. You don't have the element of surprise anymore.
No, but we do have this.
What is that?
A laser blaster. They might be off limits on base camp property, but not here.
Whoa.
Albert, did you just...
Don't worry, Mountain Pastor Joe. The blaster was set to stun. They'll wake up with a headache in a few hours.
An impressive weapon. Perhaps they could be a useful addition to a knight's arsenal. Mountain Man, we feared the worst when you didn't return from the scouting mission. What happened to the other knights who were with you?
All captured, I'm afraid. But I found some old friends who were here to help. This is Albert, Piper, and my brother Joe.
A pleasure, I'm sure. Mountain Man, we must move quickly to stop this invasion. Our two bravest knights, Sir Cedric and Sir Rowan, are leading the defense at the front gate. And my father is somewhere out there in all of this.
The king himself is fighting?
Yes, he always leads the charge.
Your Majesty, a second attack wave is headed for the West Gate. If they get behind our ranks, we'll be defeated for sure.
To the West Gate, then.
That knight was right. They're about to bust through the gate with that battering ram.
And all our knights are engaged elsewhere.
What can we do?
Albert, how many shots do you have left in that blaster?
Not enough for all those guys. The battery will get drained in no time, and I doubt they have suitable recharging stations here in Edhara.
If only there was a way to block them from getting through.
I think that's what the gate's for, except it ain't gonna hold.
I might be able to charge up enough energy for one big blast. We could blow up the top of the gate, bring the whole thing down.
No, then the Black Riders would just climb the rubble. But if we brought down that castle tower, it could block the way inside the gate. The wall would still stand, and the only passage through would be blocked. The battering ram would never be able to break through all that wreckage.
But my lady,
The tower contains your quarters, all your possessions and valuables. If you bring it down, they'll all be destroyed.
From looking at it, I'd say that's the only tower that would work for this plan.
Then do it. Are you sure?
Yes.
If it's for the kingdom, I'm willing to sacrifice anything. It's my duty as a daughter of the king.
Your Majesty.
Do it.
You heard the Lady Albert!
Okay, everybody shut your eyes. This is going to get bright.
Did it work?
I don't know. I can't see. There's too much dust.
I think... Yes, I see it. It worked.
What happened? Did the Rotters destroy part of the castle?
No. Actually, that was us.
Oh.
We just heard! You guys! The king has defeated the lead of the Black Riders! They're retreating!
Well, butter a biscuit and get me some gravy.
All right!
Well, that went about how I expected. What was I thinking going to hang out with those guys again? I knew I'd probably have to stand up for my faith sooner or later. Now I ended up making them mad. They probably don't even want to be my friends anymore. Hello?
Hey, Zoner.
Daisy? What's up?
Listen, I just wanted to apologize for Raymond earlier. The way he said that stuff was really mean.
Hey, I understand. I probably would have reacted the same way a couple years ago.
I know. I just wanted to call and say, like, that was really cool, the way you stuck to your convictions. I was impressed.
Really?
Yeah. You know, if you ever want to hang out again soon, just give me a call. Raymond might not be up for it, but I would.
Seriously?
Sure. We could even hang out at base camp if you wanted. You could show me around.
Wow, yeah! That would be great!
On behalf of Fassendom, we offer you our gratitude to Sir Cedric and Rowan for leading our knights. To Mountain Man of the Pines and his friends from afar for helping prevent the breach of the West Gate. To Sir Geoffrey, Sir Seth, and some of our own citizens for quelling the fires that broke out. And to my father, the King, who wins the battles we cannot. Thank you, Mountain Man, truly.
Our pleasure, Princess.
I trust you will take our thanks with you to all the members of the Pines. May I ask, what grand adventure are they sending you on next?
Well, that's the thing. I don't reckon they'll be sending me on another adventure. Not after I retire, anyway.
Retire?
Have you fallen ill?
Nah, nothing like that. Just think it's time for me to go home for a while.
You mean...
home?
That's right. I'm coming back to Mount Eternity. As soon as I get my affairs in order here and appoint my replacement, I'll join y'all on the other side.
You will be missed, Mountain Man. Again, thank you for serving our kingdom.
Mountain Man Jack is coming home. How exciting! But let's talk about some of the other characters from this episode. Patrick and Celeste learned that they need to be willing to sacrifice everything for the good of their kingdom. When living for our King, King Jesus, we're called to do the same. God's kingdom and his priorities are more important than our own. Zoner had to keep his eyes on Jesus and his eternal kingdom when he was tempted to do things he knew he shouldn't do. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." If we keep our eyes on the things that should come first in our lives, then our desires change to be like God's desire. And remember, even though everyone pitched in for the final battle, it was the King who won the victory, just like Jesus did when he died and rose again. What a crazy couple of adventures. But wait, there's even more to the story. Make sure you check out our base camp novel, Edhara Quest, First Things First, at lifeaction.org/basecamp to read more about the Black Riders and the Kingdom of Fasin. Written and directed by Evan David, sound design was provided by Carter Warren and Trevor Jones. Our vocal talent included Nathan Cowles, Evan David, Christy Fredericks, Matt Fredericks, Tyler Holder, Sydney Johnson, Trevor Jones, Heather Kern, Jackson Kerr, Robert Kerr, Abe Krause, Jeff Mann, Hallie McBride, Anna Nelson, Michael Poole, Allie Richcreek, Annabelle Tharnish, Cora Tharnish, Brent Thomas, Skylar Vanderweer, Hudson Banker, and Carter Warren. I'm Megan. I hope you enjoyed the show. Aaron Paulus was our executive producer. For more fun from the world of Basecamp, ask a parent and check out our website at lifeaction.org/basecamp, where you can find free coloring pages, additional audio dramas, and more. Basecamp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action.